Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, God is. God is available for us, and God loves us, and we love him. Tonight, we just want to say we thank you, Father, for the year in 2014 and 2015, where we are. Another day in your kingdom, in the earth realm. We pray tonight for the blessings, be on us. And Father, I just want to thank you tonight for Dr. Delores who's coming on with our program. We praise you, we love you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You like that
amen.
Music?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, tonight for the word, I know you got the word, and I know I put out emails and sent it over Facebook, so I want to give God the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you go ahead. You on there.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We've been God for another year on earth. But I give God thanks for this year. He's blessed us one more time. So I'm just God off tonight. It's just truly a blessing. In this year.
Maybe you change your phone around. Sometimes you can put it in a...
That's it.
That's loud and clear.
Okay, but it's still
good. No, it's doing good. It's doing good.
Okay. That's going back to me.
Can you hear me now?
Let me see. Okay, now I can't. No, it's off now.
Yep, go ahead.
All right, what we want to talk about tonight is the power of prayer. I'm pulling off old coat and call the new coat in Jesus' name in this new year.
Amen.
That with the help of the Lord. And
amen.
You know, I know a lot of us have things that we need to bring out faithful in no certain order.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming with this in no certain order, but I know that all of us have something to pull
off. Are you there?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. And so, like I said, in no certain order, we all have something that we can pull off. And even we deal with the world, we work in the world, we're dealing with different people and everything. And so it'd be time to come home and begin to pray and pull off some things. So this year, we want to pull some things off. And I want to talk about pulling off things with our tongue, taming our tongue in Jesus' name, allowing him to come into our lives and help us, because none of us are perfect, and things will happen in life. Like I said, we're dealing with people in control, and sometimes we have to talk to others and help them to get on the right track as well.
Amen.
I want to talk about, like I said, in no certain order, I want to talk about the complaining tongue. And Psalms 142, 1 and 2, it says, I cry unto the Lord. I cry aloud with my voice unto the Lord. I make my supplication with my voice to the Lord. I pour out my complaints before him, and I declare my trouble before him. And sometimes this is what we have to do when we are dealing with the world and dealing with others. We have to come home and begin to pour out our complaints before the Lord. Because a lot of times things happen on the job, in the grocery store, anywhere we may be, and sometimes our tongue seems to get in the way sometimes. So we have to come out and pour out these things before the Lord, so we won't be engaged in backbiting or complaining to someone else about the situation. We can talk to the Lord about it and ask him to help us with this. So we have to go to the Lord and go before him and ask him for that help. Excuse me. The next thing I want to talk about is the retaliating tongue. And, man, I tell you what, and I don't know about anybody else, but I just speak the truth because I dealt with that at one point in time in my life. And I know a lot of times, sometimes even now, nobody's perfect. And sometimes we tend to want to do that. And that's why I say we want to pull off these old coats in this new year and let the Lord begin to help us while we're taking off these old coats and putting on a new one. And the retaliating tongue in 1 Peter, I'm going to go to 1 Peter here really quick. I'm not going to hold you too long. Everybody's got things that they could be doing. But in 1 Peter 3:9, it says, not rendering or returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. And in saying that, we don't want to retaliate against people. A lot of times people, even just out in the world, people will say or do things to you, and it's like, Lord, you know what? You know, you want to say something back to them, but then again, this is what Satan has, is he presents us with the opportunity to practice his desires, his behavior. And so we have to go to the Lord and ask him to help us to not retaliate against people, not to say things about them, not to want to say things to them to offend them or hurt them even further. Because a lot of times when people are saying things and doing things, it's a root to it. And then they don't mean it sometimes, and then sometimes they may mean it, but then again, we have to realize who we are in Christ. And began to ask Christ to help us not to say anything. Because I know, even though I was talking to some people the other day, and even on the jobs it get hard working with people, and people will say things to you, even the higher ups, they will say things to you, and you want to retaliate against them, and not just physically, but in your mind, you're saying things. So we want to go to God, and we want to ask him to help us to even love them when they retaliate or when they say things against us. And we don't want to render evil or render the same thing to them that they have done to us. So we want to pull off that coat. So far, we want to pull off the complaining tongue. We want to pull off the retaliating tongue towards people because and I know it's hard to do, and that's why I say with God's help, we can do all things. We can do all things with God's help. The next thing I want to talk about is the doubting tongue, because a lot of times when we're praying about something or praying about people in general, we tend to doubt. And once we pray about them, we ask the Lord, we don't have to doubt. We don't have to doubt that he's going to resolve this situation peacefully and calmly. We just have to believe it. When we pray and ask the Lord to help us. In Mark 11:23, it says, "For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." So this is what we have to do. We have to go to God and ask him to help us, even when we're praying to him about certain things and being relieved of certain things, we have to ask him to help us. And when we pray, believing, knowing that God is going to do it, as I said before, knowing that God is going to do what we ask him to do. And I know it gets hard. It gets hard sometimes, like I said, because we're not only dealing with ourselves or Christian people or family members or friends or even enemies. We're dealing with people in the world all the time. And then we have to pray for them as well as praying for ourselves, believing and knowing that God is going to resolve a situation at his perfect timing. And a lot of times we want to, I know I've been that way too, I want it to be resolved right then and there, but we have to wait on God and wait on his timing because is his time, not our time. So we have to wait upon him. And the next thing I want to talk about is the gossiping tongue. Something else. This little member here, it is something else. The Bible tells us about this little member, this little tongue. It can get away from you. So you have to, we all have to pray to God and ask him to help us with this because it can be a devastating thing. And I know you sometimes engage in idle or often malicious talk about personal affairs of someone else, or we can be gossiping about anything. You know, someone will start coming talking to you, and they'll start saying things, and then that's why we have to pray and ask the Lord to teach us in that season. So, because love, when people come to you, they'll be talking about certain, and it's not that you wanna engage in it, but they wanna get you into their conversation. And when your tongue is used as an instrument of righteousness, your stock will rise in heaven. Amen. Your stock will rise in heaven. You will be able to declare with complete dependence on the Father. So we'll let our words and our mouth, meditation of our heart, be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. So in this one, a lot of times people come up to and you don't know the situation, you don't know what's going on, but we have to sit there and listen to them and think and be able to guide them in the right direction so we won't get engaged in their gossip. Because that's what a lot of people, some people do. They get engaged in office gossip, word gossip, wherever they may be. And then they'll start just talking about people or people. And we need to know how to redirect them. And so people get into that gossiping mode with that person. And so if we do that, then we don't become busybodies in other people's matters with someone else. So we want to redirect them and help them as well. When we're helping them, we're helping ourselves as well. So a lot of times, that's what we should and need to do. Another thing we want to pull off, and we've gone through a few things, the complaining tongue, the retaliating tongue, the doubting tongue. And now we want to talk about the slandering tongue. And that is really something. A slandering tongue, it slanders, make malicious, false, or even true statements about others with the intent of damaging their reputation, character, or good name. And politicians, they're notorious for this. They're notorious. There's rarely a candidate who runs for an office who's clean. Rarely, you know. Slandering is not limited to politicians, however. It's all over. And that is, people want to come in and they want to destroy a person's character and reputation and a good name. And so we want to make sure that we are not engaging in those things, because when you do that, then guess what? It's going to eventually happen to you too. When you start that, somebody's going to start capitalizing on your name and start saying things about you. So we want to make sure that we're not engaging in those things. We want to pull off that coat too. That is not a good coat to wear. It's not a good coat to wear. And a lot of times, given certain circumstances, anyone can be tempted to damage someone else. Anyone can do it. Because at the moment, you may not even be thinking, and somebody might come up and start saying something. And because you may know the situation, or you may have heard of it, then you tend to put a word or two in. So we don't want to do that.
Amen.
We want to pull that coat. We want to pull that coat off and redirect them in that area, so that we don't get involved in slander and damaging somebody else's reputation or damaging their character or anything like that, even though it may be true. But we still don't want to engage in it, because whatever that is, they have to go before God with whatever they do. Each individual has to go to God for themselves, and they have to meet judgment there on their own. Nobody's going to be there saying, well, Lord, he did, she did, you know. But you're going to have to answer for yourself. So we don't, no one has to slander anyone else's name. So that coat, we want to pull that coat off too. And I refuse to be a slanderer and get involved in that kind of thing. I want to only make comments about good things and try to build people up and not tear them down. That's what we want to do. We want to build them up and not tear them down. Tear anybody down. And the next thing I would like to talk about is the belittling tongue. And the belittling tongue, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. It's found in Ephesians. We can go to that. Ephesians 4:29. And it said, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that is, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And that's what we want to do. We want to feed them good things. We don't want to become part of belittling somebody and everything like that, because it's not good. It's not good to belittle somebody else. Excuse me. So it says, do people feel better? Some people do. They feel better about themselves after spending time with you. You want to see if somebody feels good after spending time with you, because you want to build them up. You don't want to tear them down. And if they feel worse when they're leaving you, then something is definitely wrong whenever you are talking to somebody. You don't want to tear them down. You want to build them up, because a lot of times there are people with low self-esteem, and we want to help them move forward and not backwards. You know, because people tend to go through a lot of things. Even us, we go through things sometimes. But thank God for Jesus. If you know the word, you know the truth, it'll set you free. You can go to the Lord and go to the word and begin to exercise that word, and you can come out of whatever you're in by the grace of God. So we don't want to tear anybody down, like I said earlier. We want to build them up, and we don't want to belittle anybody, because that's easy to do. That's the easy road to take. It's easy to slander. It's easy to gossip. It's easy to belittle someone else. And so we don't want to do those things. We don't want to do those. We want to encourage people and help them to move forward and not tear them down. We don't want to do that to anyone. We don't want to do it. Then we want to pull off the divisive tongue, because that can be really devastating. The divisive tongue can be really devastating. And what a divisive tongue does, it divides people. It's not a peacemaker, definitely not. But the Bible says in Matthew 5:9, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And that's what we want to be called, the children of God. Along the way.
Of the spirit through the bond of peace.
So this is what we want to do. We want to put on that spirit. We want to take off that old spirit and put on the new spirit, because we want to keep that bond of peace between our believers, each other, and in the world. We want to keep peace. We want to be on peace. We don't want to cause division among anyone, because it's not a good thing to cause division. A lot of times people will say or do things and they're not realizing that it is more harmful than it is helpful. And so if you stay in your word and study your word, you will realize that what you're doing to others has already been done to you. And sometimes people do that because they have experienced it, but we don't want to be little people and cause division and gossip and so we want to help others as they are going along. And so another thing we want to pull off the hasty tongue. We want to pull that thing off this year. This is a new year and a new, we want to put on a new spirit. Amen. We want to put on a new Jesus' name. You know, we want to go forth doing what God has called us to do. And anyone along the way that we can help, we want to be able to help them and not tear them down. And so that goes for all people. Spread that out of all time. Never know who you can help to see to keep them from falling, to keep them from committing suicide, and so forth and so on. There's a lot of people committing suicide, doing a lot of robbing, stealing, and killing. And one of the reasons is because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge, and no one is teaching them or telling them. So they need to pull those things off. And if someone would tell them, sit down and tell them about these things, then maybe we wouldn't have as much destruction going on as we have, and much division. We have a lot of things going on.
Amen.
And then we want to pull off this hasty tongue. The Bible says, we can go to Proverbs 29 and 20, which tells us about a hasty tongue. And we don't want to be like I said, we want to pull off these old things and put things. This should be our New Year's resolution, is to do God's will and not ours. I know a lot of people talk about New Year's resolution, losing weight, and doing so forth and so on, and that's all good too. But we want to do what God has called us to do in this hour, and that's what the Bible says in Proverbs 29:20. It says, "Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him." Wow. Now that is really something. That is really something. That is really something. Let me read that one more time. It says, "Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him." That is really something. No matter how holy we are, we will eventually offend somebody because of hasty speech. We have to be careful with that. Be very careful with that hasty speech. And I know some people sometimes get in a hurry to say some things or do some things. We have to be, just take it slow. Don't be so hasty to speak. And for many things, we offend all. If any man offend not in words, the same is a perfect man, and also able to brawl the whole body.
Amen.
You don't want to be. We don't want to be hated, and I have to say, I was guilty of that at one time. I was guilty. I learned to sit and listen, and especially when people were offending me, when I wasn't in the Lord, if they offended me, oh, my God, I had to say something. I just had to say something. But God has blessed me, and I thank God for Jesus, and I confess that. I thank God for Jesus because he taught me to be just be solemn. Don't be hasty. You don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to say anything. Not a word. You don't have to say anything. When they was getting ready to crucify Jesus, he didn't say a word, you know? So we don't have to always be hasty. Because we can never be totally aware of all of the sensitivities of others. We must depend upon the Holy Spirit to direct our speech in a way that does not tap into their pain, distress, or other negative experiences. So we have to let the Holy Spirit teach us and direct us and help us so we won't tap into other pain and distress. Because sometimes you can do it without knowing it, because you don't know what that person is going through. The Bible says no man knows the heart of that man except that man and God. So you don't know what he's going through at that particular time. And you say some things, and it might offend him because of what he or she may be going through at the time, not meaning to or not knowing that you're doing it. So sometimes that's why we have to let the Holy Spirit direct us and not be hasty. And so when we are talking to people, we have to be willing to sit and listen to hear what they're saying. Because a lot of times when you sit and listen, you can hear people's distress. You can hear their pain coming out. And sometimes when the Holy Spirit will allow you, when they're talking, you know, you already know. You don't know the full extent, but the Holy Spirit will let you know that they're going through something. And this is why they're talking to you. This is why they're calling you. Because it's something that they're going through, something that is bothering their spirit. So when you're talking to people, sit and listen to them. So that way you know the Holy Spirit will direct you and let you know that how to speak to them, what to say to them at that particular time. Amen. Now, I want to talk about the manipulating tongue. This manipulating tongue is really something, because when I began to study and read about it, when I began to study and read about it, it brought me back to Delilah and Samson. It said Samson was God's chosen man, but he had a tendency for ungodly women. He was destined from birth to play a vital role in liberating the Israelites from the rule of the Philistines. But he got off track. He got off track. And sometimes we all been there. We got off track when we was younger. We got off track. And God had to help us to get back on track. But he had this thing for ungodly women. And so after he fell for her, she was a conniving woman. Conniving Philistine woman. And fell in love with him. And Samson was deceived. Because he wanted to believe Delilah's lies. He wanted to really believe her. He really did. And this is how she trapped him. For manipulating tongues. She was manipulating. And this is how she got to him, because she began to manipulate him. Manipulation is a trapping of the tongue and a chef for perpetual. Perpetrating vice.
Amen.
One will find that their craftiness helped them to achieve their objectives. They become proud of their true operating skills. They will use all kinds of indirect tactics, ranging from guilt trips to portraying themselves as innocent, suffering victims of various circumstances. They may even start to enjoy the ability to influence others in such a manner. And so, you know what, we have all, I've seen manipulators, and I thought to myself, how could they? But we realize we have those kind of people in the earth, and you know what, and we see it a lot. We don't say anything about it, but we see a lot of manipulation going on in areas, especially when it comes to people selling things, people wanting to get things. All this, we see a lot of manipulating going on, a lot of it. And so manipulating is a crafty use of the tongue. People began to say all sorts of things to mislead people. While manipulators are subtle and make every attempt to cloak their self-serving motives, they often forget that many people are very discerning and have a keen sensitivity to sincerity. So, and when they come to God and the people, they don't realize that we know that they're manipulate, trying to manipulate us.
That's
and
it.
Then, amen. And when we back off of them, they don't understand it because our spiritual discernment let us know what they're doing. We
amen.
Know it. But they go out into the world with those who don't know, and they manipulate them. And this is another reason we see a lot of robbing, stealing, and killing. People get tired of the manipulating. Some people do, and they go back and start retaliating on people and all that sort of thing. So it's not wise to try to manipulate people. But I thank God for the spirit of discernment. So when you have that, that's why we have to stay in the Word. So when you have that discerning spirit, people can't just come in and manipulate you because you know what they're saying and what they're doing. And
mm-hmm.
Amen. And so that's why we have to, as men and women of God, we have to try and teach and help and tell others so it won't happen to them. You know, we want to teach them. I want to let them know because it's so many conning, conniving people, and this manipulating tongue, it is terrible, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And the further manipulators lose all credibility once people become aware of their engagement and such behavior. Once people find them out, then they don't want to fool with them. They don't want to have any dealings with them anymore. And so this is how Delilah was. Once she found out where Samson's strength lies, she deceived him. She deceived him. That's all she wanted from that time. She wanted to find out all her motive was to find out where his strength lies because nobody could handle him. Nobody. They couldn't handle him. So it was up to her, and she did a good job helping them to find his strength. And that's who she really was. But he couldn't see it because he had this thing for her. He couldn't see her manipulating scheme. And manipulation is not good at any time. So we want to pull off that coat because it's not a good one. Pull it off. If anybody wears it, pull it off. Ask the Lord to help you pull it off. Amen. Now,
amen.
Another tongue I want to talk about is the flattering tongue. Flattering tongue. They lie covered in a bed of flowery words. Most people who engage in this honest communication do so to gain favor. Desired favor is not always something material or tangible. It can be an intangible benefit, such as acceptance. The flatterer may have low self-worth and believe others will like it if he or she compliments them. Engaging in flattery is a evidence of one's lack of faith in God's ability to give him favor with other people. Favor is a fringe benefit of being in right standing with our Creator, not with people. Amen? But with the Creator. With the Creator, not with people, but with the Creator. And so this is why we just pull off that tongue, because that tongue doesn't get us anywhere. It doesn't get us anywhere. Only thing it gets us is further behind when we're dealing with people, the flattering tongue, trying to flatter someone to gain favor with them. And we don't have to do that. All we have to do is be the right standing with God. And guess what? He will grant you favor. He's already granted you favor. He grants you favor to get things, to go places, to do whatever's in his will for your life at that particular time. So we don't have to be, you know, flattering anyone to get anywhere or to get anything. All we have to do is trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we don't have to trust in man. We don't trust in man for those things. Jude 1 and 16 says, these kind of people, they are grumblers, complainers, according to their own lust, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. And we don't have to do that. We don't have to try and gain advantage by flattering other people. And a lot of times we're doing that to get further up, to get further in life. You know, it, like some people used to say, I used to hear people say, you have to know somebody to get here or get there. But all you have to know is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's the teacher that's supposed to be there. If you're not supposed to be there, then guess what? You're getting there, you're entering in the wrong way. And so when you enter in by man, then guess what? He's always raising, bring you back down. He'll bring you back down in a heartbeat. But when God blesses you to get in a place, then nobody, when he opens the door, nobody can close it but him. Nobody can close that door. So we have to depend on the Lord Jesus. Don't depend on man to open the door for you. Amen? All we have to do is go to the Lord, and he'll open those doors. He'll open them, and no one can close them. No one but him can close those doors. So that's why we don't have to go to man and make this bed of roses look good and say all these flattering things to get saved. All we have to do is depend and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and those things will be granted to us according to God's will and his purpose.
Yes.
There's in the Bible of God giving his children favor with man with no effect on their part. I mean, with no effect on their part. You know, they didn't have to go to man. He made the way. Consider that God gave Esther favor with the king, and the king chose her to be the queen of Persia. He gave Daniel favor with one of the king's officers who allowed him and his three friends to support their own gods, but that eat the non-kosher food of their captor. God gave Joseph favor in Egypt, and he went from being a captive to a commander of all the country's resources. So what is it that the Lord can't do? We don't have to flatter anybody. God will give you favor more than what we deserve. More than what we deserve. He'll give you so much, you'll be one man. Lord, look at here. You know, so he can do it. We don't have to do it on our own. Joseph, Daniel, none of them, Esther, didn't realize how much favor they had with the Lord. As long as they stay with the Lord, he increased them. He increased them. They didn't have to go up to the king and bow down and do all these things. God granted them favor because they were going to God first. They did what he called them to do. And this is what we must do. And God will grant you faith. To get favor with God. These children, both high, never had to resist any form of self-effort in order to originate themselves for gain or survival. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to do anything but stay in the will of God. That's all they had to do. And you know the story of Daniel and his friends. Daniel and his friends, they chose not to eat the king's meat. So God gave them favor. They were obedient. They did what they were supposed to do. So they didn't have to try to flatter the king. Joseph, when he was in prison, he didn't have to try to flatter the king, flatter anyone to get what God had for him. God gave him favor. He granted him more favor. And so this is what we must do. And God shows no partiality to anyone, you know. So he will grant it to those whom he chooses who are doing his will. So we don't have to bow down to anyone for that favor. So and that's truly, truly a blessing for us, knowing that we don't have to bow down to people to get anything. All we have to do is trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't have to be grumblers and complainers and walking according to our own lust. All we have to do, and trying to flatter people, all we have to do is do the will of God, believe and have faith in him. That's what we must do. Then the boasting tongue. We're going to pull off all of this this year. We're pulling it off. We're pulling it off. In contact with, and the reason why I'm saying this because if we may not have these issues, but there may be somebody that we work with or out in the world or so forth, and we can tell them how to pull it off. We can tell them how to pull these things off. Amen. We can tell them how to do a word. So the boasting tongue, it says, let another praise you and your own mouth, someone else and not your own lips. Proverbs 27:2. We can go there and we can look at it. Proverbs 27:2. Because we don't have to go around boasting about ourselves and saying what we've done and what we will do. We don't have to do that. Proverbs 27:2 says, it says, let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger, and your own lips. Amen. We don't have to go around boasting and bragging about what we do. We don't have to do that. Our works will show what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It says to test that God interrupted Nebuchadnezzar's proud moment and declared to him that he would lose his kingdom immediately. He was driven from the palace and forced to live as a darling. His hair was like the of an eagle, his nails like the of a bird. He even became mentally ill. It was not until he acknowledged God as the ruler over everything that God gave him, brought his sanity and restored his kingdom. So it wasn't after he acknowledged the Lord. He got so proud. He got so proud. He was boasting. He got proud. And so when he got proud, the Lord had to bring him down. And can you imagine hair grew like the feathers of an eagle and his nail like the claws of a bird? He became ill. Amen. He became mentally. And it was not until he acknowledged God, ruler over everything, that God gave him back his sanity.
Amen.
In the time, I never raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Sometimes we have to get back to God, because sometimes not that. And some people do get proud. And sometimes the things we do, we got to stop it and get back to God. Get back to God. At the end of that
my
time, God. I must never raise my eyes toward heaven and my sanity will restore. Sometimes people, when they're going through these things, when people say they're insane and all of this, sometimes they need to get back to God. They need to hear a word. But you can get back to God. I remember some places and seeing some people, and I talked to some people that was going through some things, and they say these people was insane and out of their mind. I thought, my God, why are all these people insane?
Amen.
Because they left God. Whenever you leave God, there's no God, no protection. So anything is subject to happen. And when you don't what all he's done and what all he is doing, guess what? Then you are insane. You become ill. He said, then I praise the Most High God. Hallelujah. I honor and glorify him who lives forever. Hallelujah. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. This is what Nebuchadnezzar did. Because he had gotten proud. He was boasting about But he had to come to God. God had to bring him down. Sometimes God has to bring us back. He has to bring people down. He has to bring them down so they can recognize who he is. And afterwards, at the end of that time, he recognized. He began to every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, is what the Bible says. So he bowed down. He said, I never should never raise my eyes toward heaven. And my sanity was restored. So he was restored because he raised his eyes toward heaven. He said, then I praised the Most High God. He didn't stop there. Then he began to praise the Most High God. Honored and glorified him who lives forever. Amen. He glorified the one who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. Oh, man, he was a, I tell you what, he went to telling it all. After God restored, he went to telling it all. After he lifted his eyes toward heaven, he went to telling it all. He was telling it all. He said his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
Amen.
All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He realized that are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? Hallelujah. Never realize it. But first of all, he had to get back to God. He had to raise his eyes toward heaven. And once he raised his eyes toward heaven and began to acknowledge the only true living God, God restored his sanity. God will restore you today if you acknowledge him. Amen? All you have to do is acknowledge him, and he will restore you. And after he restored Nebuchadnezzar went on to praise him. He said, the Most High God. He went on to praise him. The Most High God. Then he went on to honor him. And he said his dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. That means it's everlasting. Everlasting. It didn't start with him. It's everlasting. Everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the people of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? Amen. Amen. And by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Amen.
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 I just love it because, you know, it brings us back to the true living God. That's
amen.
Whenever we're going through or we see others going through, a word from the Lord, just a word from the Lord, lifting up your eyes toward heaven and acknowledging the only true living God, you can be restored. Be restored. Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to feel this way. We don't have to live the way we've been living. We can lift our eyes toward heaven and be restored in whatever area that we need to be restored in. We can be restored. Nebuchadnezzar was a boasting man. He was boasting. But after he realized and began to lift his eyes, raise his eyes toward heaven, he said, and my sanity was restored. So whatever area you need to be restored in, God can do it. So we need to pull off some things. He had to pull this boasting off. He had to pull it off because it didn't belong to him. He had to pull it off. And we boast and we brag and we gossip about the word of God. If we boast, let's boast about the word of God. If we say flattering things about the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So this is what we want to do. This is what Nebuchadnezzar had to do. This is what he had to do. Lift up his eyes to heaven. And begin to acknowledge the only true living God, and that is what he had to do. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let me do this here, and we come right back. Give me Stay on the line. Stay on the line. Let me do this right quick. Something I'm still trying to do here. So just stay on the line. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you, I've been playing that, been a blessing, listening to that song, and I pray for every so often. So tonight's been a night that God used your voice to do what needs to be done. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I know God is doing some things in our lives as believers, and I just want to thank God for y'all tonight for being here, for being on the line. I got some on the back line, but somebody on the front line. But I know that more people are listening tonight, and I want to thank God for those who are listening. And the line, I say it this way: The day is the day that the Lord has made. And sister, as you're putting down so much, I'm just going to listen to the tape. I start taking notes. I said, no, I'm going to listen to the tape. But I say one that says that, Proverbs 27:2. And it moved me to say, okay, some people need to get that book into the spirit because God is moving at this hour. He's moving. And today, while I was on, I always say, today as I was on the way to here to get my exercise and get everything up, on the way back, God began to have a lady that was in there with me, the driver, and just the two of us, and I started telling her about Jesus. And she began to testify to me how good God has been to her. She said, but you don't remember me from the past. I said, well, I said, Lord, help me to remember. So it came to my past, came to my understanding. I told her, I said, what God wants to do with you, it's done it. And I began to as the Spirit moved, to tell her the same thing, to tell her the same thing. She looked at me, she said, how you know all this? I said, I don't know it. I'm just listening to the Holy Spirit. And one thing I will say to you tonight, a flattery tongue gets you in trouble. I learned to be quiet when to speak, when to shut up. But I tell you today, when she told me what God had got in her presence, she said she got a grandson. Now take notice of this now. He was 4 years old. He's now 9 years old. And in Houston, they give these young people a test. They gave this young kid, he's 9 years old, they gave him a test. And he took the test and passed it. They gave it to him again. He passed it. English, math, trigonometry. He passed it all. And they said, well, Baylor College Medicine said, we need that young man. So they had him to present what he can do. Now, let me tell you what God is doing. His name is, I said Joshua. She said, no, it's Jeremiah is his name.
Amen.
He began, hallelujah. And she told me, she says, he sat down and explained to him about the nerves. The nerves. The body, and began to break it down, and the doctors were sitting there. They were amazed.
Amen.
And they said, well, we got to help this young man. So what they did, they went out to Third Ward and opened up a school for Baylor College of Medicine, and all the young people. And come to find out that more young people on this side of Jordan understand that the whole body already. I said, my God Almighty. God has some things he's doing in Israel. We not yet see it. But he's doing some things in Israel. But it and there were tears all on her face, and she was crying. I said, don't worry. God got him. He's all right. He's all right. Amen. I mean, he took the computer and showed him how to hook up things, how to do this and that. And she said, I just don't see how he done. I said, that's God sitting right there. If it was not of God, it had to be of the devil. Who you want to worship? She said, I said, who do you think it was? She said, it had to be God. I said, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. 9 years old. He's 9 years old.
Years old.
And talking about all the nerves and what run in, what goes up, how it connect, what can do. I said, look at God.
Look at God.
But I told her, I said, what you got to do now? I said, what you got to do now? You got to pray for him. Because remember Luke was a physician. You got to pray for him. Because Luke was a physician. And if you pray and believe God for him, God will keep his hands upon him.
Amen. Amen. That's
right. And I saw on my Facebook, before I come on the radio station, I saw this young lady named Shonda had sent us out with this woman, this man, and pray for the baby. And I said, you know what? That's something that I've seen many times in my life. And it just, again, I got a double dose. See, most you stay in God's presence, God will show you things that's happening in the earth realm right now. And as she as the minister began to talk about, oh, I can't pronounce the name, but he's in Africa. And he began to call the baby to dance. The baby started dancing. And look at the one without the Holy Spirit, two or three of them. I said, look at God.
Amen.
He was God. Amen. See,
amen.
From the mother's womb, it reminded me, hallelujah, somebody. Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
It reminded me of when the two women met together, named Mary, hallelujah, and Elizabeth. When they met together, things happened. Things began to shake. Things began to round. Things began to roll. And God began to speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And just when they least expect it, he show up in a
he
child.
Shows up.
Amen. Amen.
But today has been a blessed day for me. Plain, I'm thanking God. Today has been a blessed day for me. Because
Amen.
He's opened up my understanding a little deeper than what it was. And I want
Amen.
To say to somebody
Amen.
That's on the line, if you decide to say something, if you know, I understand, but I want to let you know, this phone, this radio station is for the believers.
Amen.
It's for the believers
Amen.
To come on. It's for the believers. And the more we get the word out, the more people are going to start coming in. Because
Amen.
I've
Amen.
Come to understand, when God said it, God done it, as I told a person the other day, I said, a done deal. When Jesus said these words, he said, if thou can believe, all
Amen.
Things are possible.
Awesome.
It's a deal. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for everything that's going on. And as I move forward this year of 2015, and I know God has a lot of things he's showing everybody to do. And all of us come in one accord. I say this, and I say it constantly. I am your prayer partner. You become my prayer partner. We pray for one for each other. And we will guard each other with our prayers, and we will help each other. Somebody we don't even know. See, I'm not trying to. See, I know who I am.
Amen.
I know who I am. And I want a person.
Amen.
See, a lot of people will try to, as you said about the teaching you get, we just have to stumble to God and let God use us.
Amen.
And one thing I've come to understand in my life, Jesus said, I never do anything, quote unquote, or say anything, quote unquote, unless the Father shows me and tells me.
Amen.
I won't do it.
Amen.
Amen. So God
Amen.
So God is
Amen.
In full control. He's in full control.
Yes.
And last night I tried to get to sleep. I tried to get to sleep after studying a book I was reading. I didn't get to bed about 2:30 last night, but I woke God woke me up at 6 o'clock this morning. I said, okay, Lord. But see, all God wants to do in these last days we now live in, he's going to modify his movement. He's going to move the believer. He's going to move us to the next level. See, if you don't believe, you don't believe. But if you believe, you do it. Amen. Amen. The line's open. Everybody got some saved. Now I'll just give God the glory and say until next Friday night, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. And one thing I will say, nobody like God can love me like God. Nobody.
Amen. Amen.
See, nobody. But
nobody.
Nobody. But I can pass this on tonight to somebody who's out there listening. If you don't know Jesus Christ, now's the time to accept him.
Amen.
Because he's the only way. It's a done deal, he said. No man gets to the Father except he come by me, that's Jesus Christ. So don't let the devil tell you that you know God. No, you don't know God. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know God.
Amen.
So we're going to get in the presence of God. We've got to come to Jesus. And Jesus got to, he's got to call and check us out. He's got to He's got mm-hmm. the checkers on. Mm-hmm. Amen. And see if we qualify. See, mm-hmm. and see, there are a lot of things I noticed from last year. There are a lot of people who come on the radio station. They'll come in, they'll see what's going on. If it's not of their taste, they move forward. And you know one thing I've come to understand? Stay the course.
Amen. Amen. And that's okay, because you know what? Even Jesus found that, so he moved on. I mean, you know, you have to keep going. I can't, or you can't, a saint of God can't stop because they taste the bread and don't want it. You don't want
yes.
it, that's somebody. So
yes.
just keep going. Amen. So one day you will either want it or you keep going in that direction, but every knee, I want to say this, shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And there won't be no excuses saying you didn't know. You just rejected the Amen.
Amen. Amen. So tonight's a good old night. We thank God once again. And I will say this to you. We'll see y'all next Friday night. God bless y'all. And God keep on putting the music back on, because let my house get a blessing again. And shalom, shalom, shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Completely on our entire body, not only on the shoulders,
for the whole body, from the top right here to the soles of our feet. And I ask you right now, Father, I don't want to do it, but you've got the power to work through me. I want to speak healing upon our body, for the Bible declares and decrees. It says, by the strength that Jesus had on his body, we must heal. See healing. It may not look like it, but the book says, see healing. It may not seem like it, see healing. And not stand with it. And I just command tonight, before 2 o'clock, Father, that there will be a great solving, but it'll be a healing. Come around. And I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you let the angels that's on assignment watch over her, and the enemy has come in and try to do her in. He's a lie. He's a D-A-M-E-N lie. And we just declare and decree the word of God. She can't do what you thought you could do to her. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of faith, I call on my mother. Mother, I declare and decree that you woo! Oh, 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 yes, that is something. The oh, Lambeco, oh, oh, Lady Babosa. Thank you, Jesus. And I just believe on the armpit, as the armpit went up, I saw a fox in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It's our hour. It's your hour, Father. It's your hour. We want to glorify you. Hallelujah. Bless us. And Mama, I'm going to keep your number this time. I want to call you and talk to you. Okay. Now, you live in North Carolina, South Carolina? You live in New York? You live in California? You live in... No, North Carolina. What about Georgia? What about Georgia? Well, I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this about your daughter. She's a woman of God. And that was 3 years ago. She knew somebody else, but God had gave her a message from me. I had a stroke. Everything I had was the devil trying to take it from me. And God gave Kosa. Hallelujah. God said, always in God. To tell me, he said, God told me, said, I met a big, tall man. And God told me, said, everything the devil tried to take, he's going to give it back to you. But you gotta be patient. My God, my sister, Mama, I could not even, I was so murdered. I couldn't talk for 90 days. I couldn't walk. But God. And look at me, because, see, they say when you have a stroke, the doctors can't put it in. He said, Miss Turner, he said, I need to tell you. He said, when you have a stroke, they put them in quarters, and they tell you about the quarters. He said, but we trust God and believe. He said, when you had it, well, yours were 9 3/4. I'll call you back, Mama. Okay. I'll call you tomorrow, okay? All right.
What you say to this? Basically, I'm going to tell you, look on my name, and this is all me. Okay. And you and I sex the name, generally, male, whatever, of the stars, origins, and tolerance, and you little hollow. Generally, a man of great character possessed with a fabulous sexual magnetism, courageous. You're calling something. But basically, you're not trying to talk about that. That's all me. You look at, no, this is what this Urban Dictionary of the word.
Oh,
my name.
What about that young lady? Let's see what's playing for you, talking to that motherfucker. What about her? That girl that she's talking about.
You know?
Yeah, that she's talking about. Is she okay?
I'm not sure.
What if it's just you guys talking about it? Huh? Like that sex got on there. Everything you are. What's that?
I'm just reading.
musk on me. I'm gonna give me one just like that.
Look, I changed it. That's on my phone.
Yeah, it's tight. Yeah. But it's the same as mine, man.
Nah, mind you, you got a something. LG, I got an issue.
It's not better than you. You know how to put Facebook on there? I got Facebook on it, but you know what I feel?
How to upload pictures.
Yeah, how to upload pictures, but also how to upload YouTube.
How to upload things. Those two, I actually was about to start doing those myself, but I just didn't. You can ask your mom about that, because she was crazy.
No, I see.
Yeah, but the YouTube thing,
no.
I help you out with that.
Okay.
But I don't have the right things I need.
What you need for the YouTube?
Camera.
I got a camera.
I'm not sure how to record. I couldn't.
What do y'all need?
What are we need?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I'm serious. What are y'all doing so far?
I'll come back and tell you when I'm
okay. Okay.
Enjoy tonight. I gotta do this one before I leave. I know it's time to go, but you know, everywhere I go.
Hey, how you doing?
I have to sing this song because it's such a special part of me.
Uh-huh.
Out of all the songs that I've written, of all the songs that I've sang, this one means most to me, closest to my heart. I've been singing for quite some time now.
Go ahead.
Folks prophesied on me years ago. They said I won't be nothing. They said that I wouldn't make it. They said that I wouldn't last long. They said that I wouldn't.
Why are you calling you back tomorrow?
But I'm going to listen to them tonight, but I can still hold it on.
You tell me what time. You tell me what time. And I'll get back to you. Okay. Oh, okay. No, I'm just saying on the 24th, on the Saturday. What time down there? Where you at? You down there? And where you down there? And, on 45. And where you living?
I wonder would it be all right if she's singing
verse
7? Would it be all right if
Devil
come out and sing it?
Well, you tell me what you want me to do. That's what I'm doing. Always. You think about it. You got three weeks to take it. So you let me know, okay? Well, it's up to you. It's up to you. You can come down here if you want to. You bring two persons with you, and I'll have two or three people here who will be witnesses. Is that okay? Amen. We just give God the glory. Amen. Yeah. I know. Get it? I've been with Copeland for 40 years, but I was off and on, off and on. So I made it my last year that I was going to hook up with him. Because I've been listening to Perry. Perry is a doctor. He's an evangelist. And he puts the word out there. He breaks it out. And since I went on the Copeland, I've seen some things change in my life. My God, I've seen some things change in my life, and all I can see. And when I hooked up him, he sent me the information what I need to do and how I need to do it. And I said, I've been watching God do some awesome things. Some awesome things. And yes, and so I got to, every time they're on, I record it. And I study it, and I go back, and I take my books, and I study my books. When I got my doctor. See, some of the stuff they already mentioned, all you gotta do is lean back over the cuffs to come back. And so, yeah. And so I just said, okay, Lord. I said, today is the day that we're gonna see some things. And I've seen some things happen today. My God, my. Yes. I've seen some things happen. Oh, God. And when the woman picked me up, and was taking me home, the first thing of God, he's kind of heavy set, he's Spanish guy, and I spoke a little Spanish tongue, and I said, Policia. He said, what? I said, yes, sir. He's getting ready to go to the police academy, become a police. And so then I got on there, on the way back home, the lady going to take me back. I always tell my, when I ride in the bus, I said, this is my Rolls Royce. I make her feel good. And so, she began to tell me some things that God was doing for her. And then God began to manifest some things to me about her. And I told her, I said, but you got a bigger blessing. And she said, what? I said, you got a bigger blessing. And she said, you must be talking about my 9-year-old, my grandson that was 9 is now 4 years and now 9 years old. I said, well, that's what God is saying, some other things. But she told me, when that baby was 4 years old, when he was a born baby, he couldn't walk. He was up flat on his feet, walking. Yes. And she said, when he turned 4, he stood up his church and began to quote the scripture, Psalm 121. Word babies are supposed to sell out. And so, if you could test, he's a young man. He took a test. He's telling to me. So I'll just stand okay, Lord. I'm listening. And she says, the more she would just pray for him and watch God be praying for him, he took a test. He passed every test. Are you ready for the test? 9 years old. He passed every test 100%. He took English 100%. Liberty 100%. He took math 100%. Took a number. Passed. And then they asked him, they said, they interviewed him. She said, They interviewed him, and she said, well, he started telling them about the brain. He said, well, let me tell you what I know. He said, the brain, he started making mention of all those nerves and what happens to it, where it goes, how it connects and everything. And the doctors at the hospital district, they decided to offer him a scholarship right now. At 9 years old. And so he's getting ready to go to school. Because they couldn't believe there's such knowledge. And he's going talking about the nerves. And you know what? I was saying Joshua. She said, no, his name is Jeremiah. I said, well, he's in good company. His name is Jeremiah. And she began to tell me what God was doing with him. I said, my God. And she said, right now, everybody wants them to do the same thing. She said, but I got them locked down. She said, don't do it unless you ask God. So I told her, I said, well, Joshua, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. And I watched her heart, her heart is sincere before God. And I said, Lord, I said, sometimes all I can say is I praise you, I love you, and I adore you. And I want to tell you, I thank God for you, sister. I thank God for you. You just don't know what God has used you to bring me to another level. And see, I'm out there, man. I ain't looking back. No. And I thought about, I said, well, I won't say that no more because that's not my testimony. My testimony is now. Yesterday's happened and gone. After the day is gone, it's a record. Amen. It's a record. No, it's a record. And so you have to go to the album to look it up. But we'll do that, and we'll just be ready for you, okay? And God bless you, and God keep you. Okay. Bye-bye now. I'm okay. You back in Houston? Back in Galveston? Okay. Yes, sir. I'll call you in the morning. Okay, God bless you. Now enjoy yourself.
Come here, Logan. Come here, Logan. Come on, I'll show you something. Doing. She's still trying to go to sleep more.
Yeah, I think she just probably just reading.
Lord, she want to get back to feeding, so I told her to go for it. Amen. So this is what your grandpa wrote. This is what Papa wrote up here. Yeah. Okay, let's see here.
Oh.
Okay, what happened? What happened? My child. Hey.
Just as she wants.